Is there any significance to the elders he initially approaches? They don't mention anything to him about dukkha.
Oh, there was a footnote about that. You know, the commentaries have their speculation as to why dukkha wasn't mentioned, which I will read out here, since you asked. Why didn't the bhikkhus mention the characteristic of suffering? Because they thought, this bhikkhu is argumentative. If we mention suffering, he will quarrel with us, saying, if form, etc. are suffering, the path and fruit, too, are suffering. So you monks have attained nothing but suffering. Thus they answered in a way that could not be faulted. So, I mean, that's, who knows? And then...
China didn't have a great track record.
Right. And then Bhikkhu Bodhi says, see also Samsutta referenced here in the Majjhima Nikaya, I don't know which one, where only impermanence and non-self are mentioned in the explicit context of debate. The commentary to that passage gives a similar explanation of the omission of suffering.